Tonight's shir, Simen Chaf Beis. Simen Chaf Beis, Ubo Se'if Echad, there's one Se'if and no title. Se'if Aleph. Kana talis v'asav tzitzis mevorach shachiyanu. You purchase a talis and you take tzitzis strings and you put them on. You make a bracha shachiyanu. Tologara mikelim chadashim. It's no different than any other new item that we purchase, a new garment that we purchase, that we say shachiyanu. We would say shachiyanu on the talis as well. The Rama adds, v'im lo berach b'shas asiya, if you didn't make the bracha when you made the tzitzis, mevorach b'shas ituf rishon, you should say the bracha when you wear it the first time. The Mishnah Berurah explains of Kana Aleph. Kana talis v'chulu. Ein lahakshes, don't ask. Daha al kelim chadoshim tzarech levorach b'shas kinyan, when you get something new, you should make the bracha when you buy it. V'lam akasev v'asav tzitzis. So why is he saying only when you make it and put the tzitzis on, then you should make the shechianu? L'choy, you should make the shechianu when you purchased it. The Yesh Loimar, because we could say, Davka kishakoyne bega churoi lil boish kamo shahu. It's only if you purchase a garment that's fit to wear straight from the store, as is. Oz mevarach miyad, then you make the bracha when you make the purchase. Avkana bega lasos yimeno malbushim, but if you acquire a garment in order to make something to wear from it, then you don't even make a bracha when you finish your fixing and your tailoring. You wait until you actually wear it. Because we need a special time to make the bracha, either the time of purchase or the time we wear it. So when you buy something that has to be tailored, you can't make the bracha right away, so you can't wear it right away. So you make the bracha when it's tailored and you put it on. So here too, if the talis that you buy without the tzitzis strings can't be worn right away, you have to put the tzitzis strings in. So you can't make the bracha when you buy it. It's like buying a garment that still has to be tailored. In order to fulfill the opinion of those who hold that you need to make bracha shechianu when you do a mitzvah the first time, so we'll make the bracha when we make the tzitzis, and we're not going to wait until we wear it. Sifkan Beis. The lo gara v'chulu, it's not worse than any other new garment. We're not making shechianu on the mitzvah itself. It's not a mitzvah that comes periodically. Like we make a bracha shechianu on shofar, on lulav. These are mitzvahs that come year to year. It gets a shechianu. Tzitzis is not a mitzvah like that. The fees that according to this, im osa tzitzis beveget shohar lemikvar, if he replaces the tzitzis and puts new tzitzis strings in a garment he had already, ashlo hoyibot tzitzis me'olam, well, that's he never had tzitzis, and you're putting strings in it, but you had it before, and tzarech levorach shechianu, not to make shechianu. Maybe the case was it had the rounded corner, and now it became, you squared off the corner, so now you're going to put tzitzis strings in it. So you never had tzitzis before. It doesn't need shechianu. Vo'adinim asa tefillin atzma ein bar shechianu. And if he makes his own tefillin, doesn't make shechianu either. Ayin be'alocha be'alocha. Be'alocha brings that a person should try to mechayiv himself in a bracha shechianu when he puts on tefillin the first time by taking a fruit or something else, doing something else that we mechuyiv in a shechianu. But in and of itself, we don't make shechianu on tefillin the first time. So when does he make the bracha? The Rama says, if he didn't make a bracha when he made the tzitzis, he makes the bracha when he puts it on. B'shas ituf, sifkan gimel b'shas ituf, b'tchila birchas lehisatev. First you say lehisatev, v'achach shechinu, then make shechiyanu. So the bracha on the mitzvah comes first, shechinu comes second. So a number of things. First of all, most people don't make shechiyanu anymore on new clothes. We don't consider new clothes special. So do we make shechianu on talis or talis katan? So the notes bring from the Igus Moish that Moshe said that for most people talis katan is not chashuv, and we don't say shechianu on talis katan. There's no simcha hikras shana locha. There's no simcha in knis talis katan. You don't make shechianu. So I would say it really depends. First of all, talis gadol isn't mentioned. I don't think for sure talis gadol we make shechianu. I think most people will buy a new talis much less frequently than a new suit. So even though you might not make Shecharanu suit, but the talis you buy much less often than suits, and that's why it still has a chashivas that the suit doesn't have. As far as talis katan, it may depend on the person. I think that it maybe makes a difference if you're a married person or an unmarried person. Someone who's married maybe doesn't actually wear the talis katan, he wears a talis gadol. But someone who doesn't wear a talis gadol yet, could be his talis katan is very special to him. And if he gets a new talis katan, it's a big deal. Now, Rav Ruman Zichron Vracha told us over Maisa when he was in Slobodkin, he had no money and he was saving his pennies until he could finally get himself a new pair of tzitzis. And he was all excited and he went and told the altar that he took his money, he was going to buy a new pair of tzitzis. It's so chashiv to you that you spend months collecting to get a new pair of tzitzis and you tell your yeshiva, l'chor he made shechiyonu. It was a big simcha for him to get his new tzitzis. Of course, the end of the story, the altar said to him, why do you buy tzitzis with the money? Maybe it would have been better for you to use the money by another machaverai and get some food for your chaverim who don't know what to eat. And whenever he said the story, the Talmidim, we all understood, and if he had bought food for his chaverim, the Alta would have said to him, and who says you should do benach, maybe you should get a new pair of tzitzis, be on the makom. Because the shot was, did you tracht all the possibilities? You can never win. Because did you think through all the possibilities? But zichud imei shechiyanu is a special thing. So I think it really depends on the time. If a person has a dozen pairs of talis katan, so it doesn't mean anything to him. He gets a special talis katan, doesn't have that many. It could be it's a very special thing, and then he would make the bracha shechiyanu.